From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the White House issued another plan to cope with the flu pandemic, if and when it arrives. Last November, President Bush released a broad strategic plan. This one is designed to implement that strategy.
The new plan contains a more specific to-do list for government agencies and for the private sector. But it also contains more warnings about how bad things could get during a worst-case flu pandemic. It says local communities should not count on the federal government to provide the kind of aid it does during other natural disasters. It says medical care would have to be rationed, including drugs, vaccine, and ventilators, to help very sick people breathe. And it also warns of civil disorder that could overwhelm local police.
Reporters at the White House asked Frances Townsend, the president's Homeland Security adviser, how the government would avoid chaos.
We deal with the science of this. I'm talking to scientists and doctors. The worst-case scenario that we anticipate in the report, it's not that we see it likely to happen. We think it's the worst case. Do I think that's going to result in chaos? No, and that's the whole purpose and whole point of doing a national planning effort.
Joining us now to talk about the new plan is NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, what are the administration's assumptions about a flu pandemic? What kind of disaster is it actually planning for?
Well, as Frances Townsend said at the White House, it's planning for a worst-case nightmare, like the pandemic that killed maybe 50 million people around the world in 1918. And, you know, it's not to say that will ever happen or anytime soon. The Asian bird flu that people are concerned about right now might not ever go pandemic. But if, or rather when, some brand-new flu virus does touch off a pandemic, then federal planners say it would be impossible to stop at our borders. The plan does envision closing some international airports at the outset and screening foreign air travelers, but that's just really to slow things down a little bit and buy some time. Once the pandemic virus got in, the planners say 100 million Americans could get sick, 10 million could need hospital care, as many as 2 million might die. It might not happen that way, but the administration has decided that it's prudent to plan for it.
Now, however it happens, administration officials have been saying that states and local communities will have to bear much of the burden in preparing for a pandemic and coping with it when it comes. What does this new plan say about that?
It's pretty blunt. Let me just quote one statement that struck me. The federal government's support will be limited in comparison to the aid it mobilizes for disasters such as earthquakes or hurricanes, unquote. That's not quite saying, you know, you're on your own, guys, but it's a pretty clear signal that localities should not count on massive fly-ins of federal material and personnel. And that's because every community will be affected over a period of 6 to 18 months, and not at the same time, but it's not going to be possible to fly to everybody's aid.
At the White House, we heard Frances Townsend say that it's possible to avoid chaos, but when the administration talks about civil disorder, what are they anticipating?
That's really one of the most striking things about this document compared to previous things. It says that breakdowns in public order may result when people get really angry and frustrated about various shortages of medical care and other critical services. The report frankly acknowledges that there will be rationing, although the administration prefers to call it prioritization of care. It'll start with anti-flu drugs like Tamiflu and stockpiles of the vaccine that they're building up before the pandemic, but it will also include, as you mentioned earlier, ventilators, hospital beds, and care for non-flu illnesses and injuries. The plan says that emergency call centers may be overwhelmed. Local law enforcement will be stretched very thin. I mean, some of them are going to be getting sick too. And it might be necessary to call in the National Guard or even the Army to maintain order.
And Richard, just quickly, what about leadership? Is it clear who's actually going to be in charge?
Not entirely, I think it's fair to say. Earlier drafts said that HHS would be the primary agency for pandemic response, and the final version drops some of that language and says the Department of Homeland Security will be the lead agency, but it also says the HHS secretary will be the public health spokesman. One way to think of it, I think, is that, you know, in daily briefings, which I'm sure we would have, will the nation's chief health officer be the clear voice of the government on pandemic response, or will he get 10 minutes in a lineup of other bureaucrats?
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox.